Hey, it's Mike Salk here, the Brock and Salk Show. Raise your hand if you expected the Mariners to come home winners of 2 of 3 and ready to get things underway. Well, that's exactly the situation we find ourselves in. We'll be ready to get things started tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. It's the home opener, and it's Brock and Salk.
This is Danny, Dave, and Moore.
Live from the Alaska Airlines Studios at 710sports.com and the 710 Seattle Sports app.
We are going to be there tomorrow, 3 o'clock, right outside the left field gate of Safeco Field. Broadcasting live starting at 3 p.m. before the Mariners' home opener. Our home opener coverage provided by Heritage Distillings, BSB Brown Sugar Bourbon. And we are joined right now for the first time in what's going to be a weekly series for the Jerry DePoto Show, the manager of the Seattle Mariners, Jerry DePoto. Jerry, thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, my pleasure, guys.
And I understand that you are taking in the Seattle ritual or the time-honored tradition of being subject to the DMV, getting your license.
In fact, I am. We had a rare off-day in schedule, and we decided to use it to get our driver's license changed out and maybe some license plates later in the day.
Yeah, Jerry, if you were the GM of the DMV, how would you run it better there? Do you have some good ideas for him there?
Honestly, having grown up on the East Coast, I think the West Coast does it so much better. So I'm not complaining. As is usually the case, I can find a reason to smile.
That's good to hear.
That is good. Jerry, the first three games, you saw a lot of the acquisitions you've made in your first year here as the general manager. Two really, really exciting victories, one disappointing loss. Well, what did you make of the first series?
We really couldn't have been happier. I thought we got off to a really good start. I gotta be honest, it was fun to watch the game, particularly game two, and first watch the offense is just gonna explode, and they maintained it for the next day as well. But I thought Scott and the staff, like they did in the spring, established a really good tone. It was nice to see a little bit of heat under the collar, got everybody going, and I don't know if it did much for Chris Iannetta's thigh, but I think it all in all. I think it provided an edge for the team for the last couple of games, and really we swung the bats well. The bullpen pitched exceptionally well, and the starters gave us just what we needed. With the exception of Taiwan Walker and Nate Carnes and Vidal Nuno, I think the other 22 players on the roster all got to take part right out of the chute. Really, I couldn't have been happier. As Scott managed a very good series, I thought called the right names in the bullpen at the right times, and so far so good.
And, Jerry, one of the things I liked the most was top of the ninth yesterday. Aoki gets out there, first pitch, gets on base. Marte, 0-2, and he ends up hanging in there and getting on base. And that's kind of what you described about, getting guys, being pesky at the plate, getting them on base. But what was your favorite part of that series?
Yeah, I mean, it was for me. Honestly, my favorite part was when Scott and Bannister were getting after it out in front of the dugouts.
Yeah.
I found that entertaining, but... all in all, I did like that. As you mentioned with Marte, I think Aoki started the inning off with a first pitch single through the middle, and a two strike hit by Marte, a two strike hit by Leonis Martin. And when we were building this lineup, or when we were envisioning it to come together, this is what we thought. If we could find athletic guys who could string together quality at bats and run the bases effectively, then we had an opportunity to feed the middle of our lineup with the opportunity to score runs. And again, the last couple of days is a very small sample size, but couldn't have been happier with the results. It worked out the way you drew it up on paper is exactly how it played on the field. And, now I guess we'll find out over the next 159 games whether we can remain consistent doing that.
It is the Jerry DePoto Show here on Danny, Dave, and Moore. And Jerry, you mentioned that eighth inning when you got Scott Servais kind of coming off the bench and onto the field after Chris Iannetta gets hit. There's a get to know you part with spring training, and we heard about all the meetings. But you have Chris Iannetta, a new player who kind of took exception to it, and you've got a first year manager getting there. How important are those things when it comes to team dynamics?
I think really important. Now each of the 25 guys in that room knows that Scott and staff have their back. I think the general consensus in the room leaving spring training was that the environment was really good, and the players had really adapted well to the changes that we made, and nobody was complaining about the situation as we left camp. They were all excited about it. I think we on when we got in there in Texas in that Tuesday game, in the eighth inning of that Tuesday game, those moments tend to have a binding effect or a bonding effect for a team. And you felt it. You felt it in the ballpark. You felt it in the clubhouse afterward. And, you know, there's when you spend that much time together and you know that the people around you or that you go to work with every day or go to war with every day are, have your back. And it was very clear that they were all together at that moment. And I think that's critical. It's a team game. If ever there was one, baseball is a team game. And you know, whether it was Robbie Cano taking the bases loaded walk in yesterday's game or the way we were stringing together, you know, really selfless at bats. These guys did everything they could do to make sure that there was a quality AD and they were doing what they could to keep the line moving. And when you know that they're all together, 25 guys and a coaching staff, special things can happen. I think we saw that at least for 3 days.
And maybe one of the biggest differences, of course, the Mariners have 9 home runs after 3 games, but they're also leading the league in walks right now, which probably reflects if there was the biggest change you probably made in terms of the lineup was getting guys who would be more selective and be tougher at bats for opponents.
Yeah, that was the goal, and I think as much that you know after a 3-game series, we're fortunate enough to be on top of the pile and drawing walks. The thing I like even better is that other than the fact that we hit 9 home runs in 3 days, but the thing I like best is the fact that we, after opening day and you know taking our lumps for 7 innings versus Cole Hamels, who was very good, we managed to do a better job of making contact and putting the ball in play at critical junctures. You know, it really helps in terms of your ability to respond with runners in scoring position and to keep the runners moving around the bases. And that's what made those last 2 games so enjoyable to watch, is that we did have traffic, we were feeding the middle of our lineup, and we were not striking out disproportionately throughout the game, especially in those critical situations.
Jerry, we got a chance to be down there an entire week and talk to Cano, watched him out there with the superhero T-shirts. He sort of organized that. Talk about how important his leadership is and just, you know, you getting to know Cano and what he's about.
You know, I had a chance the first day after the season ended last year to sit down with Robbie and talk to him for a couple of hours, and it was nice to get a chance to know him and spend some time just one-on-one talking about what motivates him or how he saw this team, at least the 2015 version, and you know what he thought needed to be done both in the clubhouse and on the field to move in the right direction, and then how much things had changed environmentally when we got together back in spring training. And when he came in February, the first thing that was very noticeable was in great shape. I think he's hyper-focused right now and is as hot as a player can be in the batter's box and has been since really day one of the spring. But what's impressed me more than anything else, and I think Scott would echo this, is what Robbie's done in the clubhouse for every one of his 24 teammates, and even beyond, a lot of the guys who will start the year in AAA. Probably first and foremost on that list is Ketel Marte, who, you know, Robbie's really taken under his wing, and he leads. But Robbie has really stepped up in the clubhouse and have taken a leadership role on this team. And you never know. That's not for everybody. You never know how players will adapt. And he wasn't asked to do it. He took a natural position and rose to an occasion with a new staff and a new group, and I think it's been wonderful to watch. He's been great in the clubhouse, and as much as he's had an impact on the field with the bat, it's been better in the clubhouse since the first day of spring training. I can't say enough.
Yeah, it is. And for fans and people who watched it, because, look, there was some concern even his first year when he still hit really well that the power wasn't there. And then last year he had one home run through the first couple months. To see this burst of power, from your perspective of being a GM in the league and seeing him go from the Yankees to the Mariners, is this a surprise at all to see him start this way with this sort of pop?
I don't think it's surprising, only because you're talking about a Hall of Fame quality player who's healthy and in a good place right now mentally, and he's been swinging hot. I would not have the same concerns about a loss of power, you know, the 2014 version of Cano. I thought in 2014, his first year in Seattle, he was an awesome player. Yes, but the power would notably be different just because Yankee Stadium is a much different place for a hitter to hit than Safeco Field. And from a transition standpoint, I don't know that he could ask for a much better year than he delivered in 2014. And my guess is that this year we'll see something much closer to that. And if the early indications in spring and so far first three games of the season are correct, then obviously there's a power burst or upgrade that's coming even over what he did then, which it's right now it's phenomenal. If they throw a ball that even comes close to middle of the plate, he's just crushing it.
Hey, Jerry, Taiwan Walker starting off the home opener tomorrow. How excited are you to see how he progressed through spring training and how much he's improved from last year?
You know, it's funny. Last year, Taiwan, and I was on the unfortunate side of watching him pitch against our club at the time, and he was awesome. His spring training last year couldn't have been any better. And what I would say about his spring training this year is that while the results in terms of runs allowed or hits allowed might not be the equal to what he did a year ago, what we saw in terms of strike throwing, dominating the strike zone, and pitch development was fantastic. And you know, he's worked really hard these last 2 weeks, 3 weeks on developing a slider, which has really come a long way. And the spin on his curveball has improved every week of the spring. And you know, sometimes it's easy to forget with guys like Taiwan and Ketel Marte and even Luis Sardinas how young these guys are. They're 22 and 23 years old. And they've just been around for long enough, and especially in Taiwan's case, he's been famous for long enough that you forget that we're going to line kids up to pitch an A-ball that are older than Taiwan Walker this year. And he's already doing it in the big leagues, and he has the potential to bust out and be a star in this league. And I'm excited to see if his time is now. It sure seems like it.
He is Jerry DePoto, the general manager there with the Seattle Mariners. Jerry, we're really excited to have you with us each week for this, and we wish you a quick visit to the DMV and hope you get out of there as quick as possible. We'll see you at the ballpark this weekend.
I can. I'm really looking forward to it, guys. Both getting through the DMV and tip that off tomorrow for real.
All right. Sounds good, Jerry.
Thanks,
take
Jerry.
Care.
Thanks, Doug.